generational wealth. Dave Foster will tell us how, and he's a qualified intermediary for 1031 exchanges and founder of the 1031 Investor. And he's a multi-industry visionary with over 25 years of experience working in all phases of real estate investing. So, Dave, tell us, how can entrepreneurs create generational wealth?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Well, it's great to be here with you today, Lily. One of the great proverbs of real estate investing, which, by the way, that's where I have lived and breathed, because decades ago, my grandfather, who was a farmer for generations, said, "Don't ever leave the land. There's two groups of people that have always ruled the world: bankers and landowners." And I'm too poor and lazy to be a banker, so we decided to keep owning the land. But focused in real estate like I was, there is a great proverb out there that everybody will recognize, that you make money in real estate when you buy it. Everybody's probably heard that, right? And what we're talking about is that you find that right deal. You find the overlooked property. You find something where there's equity immediately. But a long time ago, one of my mentors challenged me. He said, "Wait a minute, Dave, that might be true, but the measure of your wealth is not how you bought your real estate. It's how much you have at the end that counts." And all of a sudden, I started to look through the lens of, what am I leaving in my portfolio as I sell real estate? What am I getting to keep? How am I lowering selling expenses, taxes especially? And so that's now where I live and breathe, because I truly think that generational wealth is pinned to how much money you can keep at the end of every one of your transactions. And so the things that I do, like the 1031 exchange, fit very nicely into that.
Thank you. Tell us more about that for people that don't know anything.
Sure. So the 1031 exchange is a IRS sanctioned process that's been in the statute for 100 years, but it's still kind of, people don't necessarily know all about it. But what it allows you to do, Lily, is to sell investment real estate that you either have a large gain in, or that's been depreciated very heavily, which means you've taken a lot of the tax benefit out. You can sell that real estate, follow the process using an unrelated third party like us to buy new investment real estate, and you get to indefinitely, that's a big word, isn't it? Indefinitely defer paying the tax on the profits. Instead, you get to use the tax for your benefit. And that's how you start to leverage up to make more and more money, because you're making the money off the tax that you didn't have to pay.
That sounds very interesting and fascinating. Tell us more about what entrepreneurs should know about making this happen.
So there is a process that anybody's going to go through as they become real estate investors or get interested in it. Sooner or later, you have to just start. You buy a house, you turn it into a rental. Or maybe you get married and you and your spouse each had a house before you got married. So you turn one into a rental, and all of a sudden, voila, you're real estate investors. That's what starts this chain, because down the road, whether it's 6 months or 2 years or 30 years, when you sell that property, if you do the 1031 exchange, you will get to keep all of the tax working for yourself. Now, you want to know how powerful that is? Let's say that you made $100,000 on a piece of property. In most states, that's going to cost you $20,000 to $25,000 of tax. Let's say it's $20,000, and you get to keep using that for your benefit. If you can make 10% on that money every year, that's $2,000 that you're making off of the government's money. See how huge that can be? Because then over decades, that 20 becomes 40 and 80 and 160 and 320. And now you're starting to approach that time where it's generational. You've got something to leave for your children, all because all you did was not pay the tax when you sold. You used the process and bought more real estate.
Thank you. How complicated is it to set this up so you can start creating generational wealth?
For the normal person, it's no different than what you already do. If I'm an investor thinking to sell a piece of real estate, I'll think about it. I'll decide I'm going to do it. I list it with a realtor. If that's what I do, it goes to a regular closing. I sell it. Then I take the proceeds and I go and I buy a new piece of real estate. It's exactly the same with one difference. The qualified intermediary, that's us, are involved in the middle. And we document the process and we're your guide through the process. So there's some timelines that are pretty stringent. You've only got 45 days to identify your new property. You only have 180 days to close on it. We have to be involved as part of both transactions. And if you want to defer all tax, you have to purchase at least as much as you sell. So you're generally buying either bigger properties, well, that's not a problem, or you're buying more properties, selling one, buying two lesser properties. So what's happening to your real estate portfolio? It's always growing, isn't it? And as it grows, you've got more and more deferred tax that's making money for you.
Thank you. Is there any particular state where this applies to, any particular country?
Well, that's the beauty of it, is that it's a federal statute. So it applies in all 50 U.S. states equally, including Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and a couple other small island chains. It also works for an American investor who's selling overseas as long as they buy overseas. So it's really available, but you can purchase any type of investment real estate anywhere in the country. Sell a condo in San Francisco and go buy a duplex in San Antonio. Sell an apartment building in New York, buy an office building in Florida. It's all the same. So you can adjust to whatever the market is telling you is the right thing to buy. And that's really powerful to be able to meet the needs of the market.
Thank you. Tell us three of your case studies of entrepreneurs or property investors that you have helped to implement this strategy for creating generational wealth and what results they have had.
So I'll save the best for last. There's our teaser. We work with a lot of service people, people that are in the armed forces, because generally they have something in common, two things in common. They have a VA bill, which allows them to buy a house with very advantageous financing where they're stationed. They also have the ability, or they are required, to move very frequently. So one investor, I'll call him Johnny, called us when he was starting to make his first deployment. And he turned that house into a rental. And he kept it there. But then when he was redeployed at a different part of the country, he sold that property to move to his next deployment, while he also used his VA benefits to buy another property. And everywhere he went, he would buy a new property. And then when he finally mustered out of the military, he decided to live in Virginia. So he did 1031 exchanges to move all of those properties right beside him in Virginia. And now he's got an entire portfolio of rental real estate in his backyard as just a regular Navy serviceman. Isn't that awesome? Doesn't take a lot of money to make that happen. Second one, most people are like this. They will start in, and at some point, one of them will say, let's become real estate investors. It'll be easy, right? And so they buy a rental house. A couple years go by and they like that rental income. So when they sell that property, they'll buy two rental properties that are cheaper. A couple years later, they'll sell those two. They'll buy four. Then they'll sell those four, and maybe they'll consolidate all of that into an apartment building or a duplex or a small multifamily. Or maybe they'll they'll go, as our folks did, into a short-term rental. And then after using that short-term rental for a number of years, they retire and they convert it into their retirement house. Again, without paying tax. So their entire retirement, they're still making money off of the deferred tax. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So you ready for number three? It's my personal story. I was a Kansas farm boy. There's no ocean there. My wife was from Minneapolis. There's no ocean there. We met in Denver, Colorado. There's no ocean there. But we wanted to raise our children on a sailboat and travel the ocean. So what we did in Denver, we started buying rental properties. And every once in a while, we would also sell our primary residence. That money is tax-free. And the money from the rental sales was 1031 into new rental property. About 8 years later, we decided it was time to move to the water. So we moved our entire portfolio to Connecticut, where it went with us. And every time we sold a property tax-free, we put the money in the buy the boat kitty. Finally, we ended up moving everything to short-term rentals in Florida. We bought a 53-foot sailboat tax-free, and for 12 years, we raised our family of four boys on a sailboat with tax-free dollars from our vacation rental portfolio. That was how we made the dream come true. Now, here's where it gets really, really powerful. When you're talking about generational, it's got to transition from me, doesn't it? It's got to go beyond me to my heirs. When you die owning a piece of real estate, your heirs get to inherit that real estate as if they paid market value for it on the day you died. So for me, all of that deferred tax over all of these decades will actually disappear for my children. I will never pay it, but I'll have benefited from it. My estate will never pay it, although I've benefited from it. My heirs will never have to pay for it. What I'm going to be able to do, and everybody can do this, is pass that real estate tax-free to our heirs. That's a generational legacy.
Thank you. How expensive is it for you to set the generational wealth system that you have set up? How expensive is it for you to set it up for other people who may be interested, who are watching?
Well, the strategies that we talked about don't cost you anything. They're simply modifying how you normally do business. The actual tool of the 1031 exchange that lets you sell the property and keep the money tax deferred on a sale less than $1 million probably costs you a little less than $1,000. So just think, if you're trying to defer $30,000 or $40,000 in tax, you're spending $1,000 to do it. That's a bargain. I'd do that any day. So it's not expensive, but it's really all about how you want to position yourself. And that doesn't cost anything. That just takes some planning.
Thank you. And how about you? How expensive you are in terms of giving coaching to people who need to set this up?
You know, I've benefited greatly from this. And I'm just not one of those people that like to charge for what I've learned. I do 1031 exchanges for people. And that's where my business lies. That's where I make money outside of my investing. So we consult with people for free. I want to see people reach their dreams. And if I can help you do that, and I get to do your 1031 exchanges, then everybody wins.
Thank you. What else would you like investors to know about creating generational wealth with the tax-free benefits of the 1031 exchange?
You know, I think like all of the really great things in life, time makes them better. Real estate, can you make money in real estate running around all over the map, buying and selling, doing all kinds of crazy stuff? Sure, you can. But the best real estate investing careers are built with patience. Taking time to work through, making strategies, taking the time to let the market speak, taking the time to wait sometimes when it's not the right time. You know, the worst deal that I've ever done was not a deal that I didn't get. it was a deal that I got that I shouldn't have. And if you're patient, you'll avoid those kind of pitfalls. And the 1031 exchange is perfect for that, because it lets you take the time to make sure you're doing things right.
Thank you. What are some mistakes that investors who want to create generational wealth tend to do? What kind of mistakes do investors tend to do when they want to create generational wealth?
Well, the first big mistake is you ignore the money that's leaving when you sell. You look at it, you know, in California, for instance, if you sell a property with a profit of $100,000, you're going to pay almost $40,000 of tax. That's a lot of money. If you're that same investor in Tennessee, Wyoming, Florida, Washington, you're going to pay $15,000. Big difference, right? And if you do a 1031 exchange, you're going to pay $0. So the first big mistake is not latching onto that and say, wait a minute, if I do a 1031 exchange, I've got $40,000 more to reinvest. That's huge. Second big mistake, not planning ahead of time. We have to be involved before your sale happens. If you sell your property, you no longer qualify for a 1031 exchange. So we have to be involved early. That's the second greatest mistake. Third greatest mistake would be not being laser focused on where you want to get to. Making money in real estate is not as simple selling a piece of property, taking the profits, seeing what do I want to do with the money. Those kind of people will make money. Those people have made money. Ever since 2010, they've made tons of money. But right now, what's happening? It's getting a little more iffy. And everybody in 2006 thought that they couldn't lose buying and selling real estate. When 2008 rolled around, most of them lost everything. So you've got to be able to read the signs and be laser focused on what you want to do. Don't just go buying and selling. Make it purposeful.
Thank you. What are the worst mistakes entrepreneurs make when trying to create generational wealth? Is there anything else?
You know, really, it's just being in too much of a hurry. Too much of a hurry. Are you familiar with the term keeping up with the Joneses? Yeah, so it's so easy to fall into that. We start investing in real estate, and I have a choice. I can take all these dollars, I can buy more real estate, or, you know what, I could buy a bigger house for myself. I could buy a brand new car. I could take a really cool trip. Every time I do that, I'm taking money that's making money for me, and I'm spending it on something that I don't get back. So I think that getting in a hurry and trying to speed up gratification, instant gratification is the absolute enemy of delayed success.
Thank you. What could possibly go wrong from implementing this strategy of creating generational wealth with the tax-free benefits of the 1031 exchange? Is there anything that could possibly go wrong?
You know, there's really not, because the 1031 exchange has no penalty for starting and not completing an exchange. So let's say you wanted to, you said, gosh, I need to do this because I want to start deferring this tax. So you started an exchange, but you can't find the right new property. Well, don't buy a bad property. Let your exchange die. You're going to pay the same tax that you would have at the same time you would have. And there's an old saying that goes, no one ever went broke simply paying tax on profits, because you always still get to keep the rest of your profits. So there's no penalty for letting an exchange fail. Your worst case scenario, you spend $1,000, and that's all a tax write-off anyways, and your exchange fails. No big deal. Try it again next time. What we see, though, just to kind of give you some encouragement, is that about 96% of the people who are starting exchanges now will complete them. So it's not a difficult, and it's not a process that falls apart very often at all.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you to find out more about creating generational wealth with the tax-free benefits of 1031 exchange.
We created an awesome educational website, the 1031investor.com. There is a YouTube link to our YouTube channel with 60 or 70 videos. There's articles, there's calculators, there's opportunities to speak to us. Everything that you need to become a successful 1031 investor is right there at the 1031investor.com.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.